Yesterday's rally in U.S. stock prices came despite gloomy reports from companies like Amazon, American Express, and Microsoft. Microsoft reported its first ever decline in annual revenue, and we have more this morning from Liz Jones of member station KUOW in Seattle.
Microsoft's historic drop in revenue is just 3%, but 3% of about $58 billion is a lot. Bill Koefoed manages Microsoft's investor relations. Speaking on an investor webcast, he says the losses are largely due to a slump in PC sales.
Specifically, small and mid-market customers are still the hardest hit by the economy, and as a result, we're seeing lower overall buying activity.
The company also reported a 17% drop in revenue for the most recent quarter. Analyst Sid Parakh says the company's latest earnings report is far below expectations, but he's encouraged because Microsoft officials say they don't expect things to get any worse.
At least I think the good thing is that they're saying they're chugging along the bottom here, or that the bottom may be behind us.
One bright spot for the company is the next version of its operating system, Windows 7. It's scheduled to go on sale in October. Top executives say they expect to see the company's revenues pick up next year. For NPR News, I'm Liz Jones in Seattle.